Outstanding work today here at today's joint practice. What do you think was the biggest key to your success?
God. There's no way I would have been able to get through it without him. It's a tough one out here, and the extended reps. But he just always carried me through.
How important was it to get those extended reps, though, with Brandon Graham being out?
It's real important. It's key. I got to make the most of them, though, when I get them. Being in this league for a little while, I know that the reps going to come, one way or another. But it's the most important thing is to, make them count and allow the coaches to see that I can play with the better groups and I can, they can trust me out there.
We've seen you be so disruptive in the end of the first two preseason games. What does that mean to get work with the higher groups and to be able to still have that kind of production?
It's a blessing, again, from God. He the only one that's making it happen. He the one with the powers to make it happen, and I trust him with it. My faith is high, so I don't worry about that.
How much do you take what God's given you and then utilize that to be able to put the work on the field? It's not just all everything he's given you. You've got to be able to put the work in as well.
Yeah, faith without works is dead. So, I'm out here and I feel like I got to work harder than everybody else. I got faith that he gives me everything I need. So I got to come out here and put it to use and get ready to be able to use it in the right position.
How has it been going through these joint practices with the Dolphins last few days?
It's been real constructive. I didn't really know how it was going to turn out at first, but Coach Peterson did a good job laying down the ground rules before they even got here. Just a lot of disciplinary actions, things took place. But it was kind of smart, and that way everybody stayed level-headed and we competed. But we laid off when it was time to lay off, and that was good for us.
When you're going through a course of practice and you have a couple good snaps early, how do you keep that rolling? How do you stay in the zone like that?
It gets your momentum going, and you start to run off adrenaline, become like a game scenario, and then after a while, just like the game, you start to die down, and you got to get yourself back pumped up, so you got to continue to make plays, and got to put me in those positions to make plays. I just got to go make them.
How are you able to do that when you have the stops and starts? You'll come out for different series at a time, and it's not like you can be out there for 10 plays in a row. Not that you're going to be able to rush for the quarterback 10 times in a row, but to have, those snaps like that.
Staying into it. So even when I'm out, the mental reps, and then no matter how tired you get, you gotta, pay attention to look at Schwartz and get the signals and know the call, watch what's happening, look at the tackles, seeing what they do and think about what you would do, see what the guys out there are doing wrong or doing right, stay in tune with it.
Obviously the coach is gonna put a lot of emphasis on these last two preseason games, but how do you value each and every day that you're out here on the field to get the most out of it?
Like a game. Because I know that I play out here real hard at practice. So in the game, the game is just fun, and it just carries over to the game, just playing hard. And then, that's when the fun kick in, God create opportunities, and I just have fun.
What will Thursday night be like for you?
It'll be amazing. It'll be, another opportunity to go out there and prove myself to the world and prove that, it's God over everything.
What's the story behind the celebration?
Kind
of catch you off guard. Go all serious in the last question here. Go about the celebration.
It started out in the OTAs last year. And then, I just was pointing up to God first. And then, it was kind of like getting his confirmation from him. And then now I just have fun with it after. And, a lot of people have named it a lot of different things. And, I just keep doing it whenever I do get a big play or something, just to give him back his glory. And then I go out there and have fun.
So what's the best name you've heard then?
Atomic Bomb, probably been a good one. The Undertaker, Nail in the Coffin. Those probably the top three ones.
I was going to say, you do a few more times in the games. We'll have to have a contest of it out there.
I'm going to let y'all name it.